AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Heavy damage and dozens of injuries already being reported after a strong and shallow 7.9 magnitude earthquake shook Nepal's capital of Kathmandu. Here's AP correspondent Munisa Naqvi.
We're hearing temple collapses. We're hearing of home collapses. A historical tower called the Dharahara Tower has completely collapsed. There's a lot of panic. People are on the streets.
The quake was so powerful, it was felt almost 1,000 miles away in Pakistan. Naqvi says it's the worst quake to hit Nepal in over 80 years.
The stretch of the Himalayas between state of Bihar in India and Nepal is called the Central Himalayan Gap. And geologists and geophysicists for a while have been saying that that area is primed for a big earthquake. The last big one there was in 1934. That was an 8 magnitude. And that all but destroyed the city of Kathmandu.
Several aftershocks have already been felt, including a 6.6 magnitude. Baltimore is bracing for another day of protests over the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old whose spinal cord was nearly severed after he had contact with police. An investigation into when and how exactly that injury occurred is ongoing. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says they're piecing together a timeline, starting with when Gray was first arrested and put in a police van.
He's able to talk. He's able to move. He's able to stand on his left foot. I'm told that he was able to enter the van at that point in time. We see Mr. Gray through video, again, getting out one block around the corner. They're able to put the leg shackles on him. He's able to move. He's able to talk.
After that, the van makes another stop, and this one, Batts says, is under close scrutiny.
We have another officer that comes up to witness Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray is talking there. They pick him up off the floor and place him on the seat at that time. He says he needs a medic.
This is AP Radio News. New video is raising questions about a 2013 Florida police shooting.
I thought it was a little gun coming at me, and I just threw 3 rounds. He turned around and ran and fell.
That's Palm Beach County Deputy Adams Lynn on the day he shot and paralyzed an unarmed suspect. Lynn says the suspect didn't comply with commands to raise his hands, but in the newly released dash cam video, no commands are heard before Lynn shoots. Lynn's lawyer says a microphone must not have captured the audio. Lynn says he thought the suspect pointed a gun. All that was found in the man's hand was a cell phone. A prominent women's rights advocate has been gunned down in Pakistan. Authorities say two men on a motorcycle shot and killed Sabine Mahmood and wounded her mother. Friends and colleagues say it was a targeted killing. It'll be business as usual at Starbucks today after a computer outage affected 8,000 stores yesterday. No word from the company on what happened. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.